You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
But it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. We are about 51 hours away from first pitch of the World Series, and it got me thinking about this Yankee year. And I want to give you today, complete with audio when we get to number one.
Oh, look at you.
Doing my job, Ev.
All right.
Fancy.
All right.
The five moments it thought like the Yankees were doomed this year.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Who remembers the end of spring training? Gerrit Cole's nerve elbow inflammation. We all panicked. Who the heck is going to replace the rotation? Who's Luis Gil? Remember that before opening day?
I remember everyone panic.
Yeah.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I told you, stay calm. It's once every 5 days.
Right, and it's actually probably a good thing for him.
It turned out to be.
He doesn't have to exhaust himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, but that was number five. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Anybody remember what happened before the home opener this year? Anybody?
What happened before the home opener this year?
We had an earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
The home opener earthquake. I was in stands at the time, and the floor shook. After a great road trip to start the year, the Yankees came home. The ground shook. People panicked in New York. And then the Yankees got shut out with Marcus Stroman on the hill, and they lost 3-0.
That's true. Opening day, very similar to today.
Right.
Because today, I underdressed for Craig Carton's Hall of Fame ceremony, and on opening day, I was mocked for wearing a Jets sweatshirt with a stain on it.
I'm a loser.
When I went to opening day with you.
Shout out, Mr. Softy. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Aaron Judge's first month up until his ejection on May 3rd. Was he broken? It felt like the season was getting away from him.
Right.
Him and only for him to put up historical numbers.
Him and Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
Both of them. How about that, T?
Mm-hmm.
Both of those guys had terrible Aprils, and there was concern that they may be washed up.
Okay, next.
Number two.
This I specifically remember Evan not being here for because Tiki had to talk me off the ledge. And that was June 7th when Juan Soto's forearm injury scare led to an MRI taking him out of the lineup versus the Dodgers.
That's right. He missed that entire series.
That's right.
Talked about that the other day. Made us think like the Dodgers were much better than the Yankees.
And it felt like, oh, the Yankees hiding something before the Dodgers.
There are two key things that are going to be very different about Yankees-Dodgers in June and Yankees-Dodgers in October. Number one, Juan Soto's playing baseball. And number two, Dodger fans aren't getting a police escort into Yankee Stadium.
Damn right. Damn right.
I almost forgot about that.
That's right.
You've paid enough for tickets. You're not paying for a police escort. Those are our tax dollars.
Right.
Damn right.
Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one moment, it felt like the Yankees were doomed this year. It occurred on July 30th, and we were here on trade deadline day. We get the news Gerrit Cole was scratched from his start with general body fatigue. Can anything just go right in this town ever? Ever, man?
Things are going pretty well in Queens.
No, not for a World Series fan. We're just dying for a freaking parade in this town, and this has to happen now on a day like this where we're having good vibes. I can't take it anymore.
Are you going
to
cry?
I'm finally believing. I got roped back in. Jazz Chisholm, I can't wait to buy his jersey. And we got general body fatigue with no update on the trade deadline day? It's like having a balloon pop, bro.
Right, it is bad timing.
I can't take it, man.
It's bad timing to have a general body fatigue.
It's the worst day to get this news. I give up.
Give up?
Dude, it's been 70 years since we got a parade. We're not going to get one ever.
Oh, you're turning red.
Well, first of all, there's a parade tomorrow.
Exactly. Yep.
That was the audio of integrity. I gave up on July 30th with that news.
I respect that. I appreciate you holding yourself accountable. We try to do that around
And we
here.
Never really found out what that general body fatigue thing was, did we?
I think it was general body fatigue.
But what does that even mean?
Yeah, it turned out to really be nothing.
It was nothing. Yeah. It was just he wants a day off. Maybe he had something going on. Maybe it was, I don't know.
Whatever it was.
It's a reminder.
Skip, I need a day off. Just make something up. General body fatigue.
General soreness.
Sure, that makes sense.
You were right about something, but so wrong about something. Here's the part where you're right. I think we all understand as fans having an emotional reaction to scary news.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know. Injuries in sports are things you can't control. So when you hear an update like that, I totally get why you'd be scared. But where you're really screwed up is, quote, I give up.
Mm.
And that's when you heard me even respond. Like, yeah. You give up.
Because I took that as we're about to lose Cole for the year on the trade deadline, and now this whole rally. Remember, I had just picked myself up off the mat of the Ranger elimination a month later.
Can I ask you a crazy question?
Yeah.
Just an insane question.
I'm sure it will.
Let's say Garrett Cole never pitched again after that. Right? He was out for the year. All your fears were true. Would we be here right now?
No.
I think there's a chance we are.
No, I don't.
I really do.
I'll do you one better.
Without Cole?
Yeah. I think there's a chance.
I don't think they're the one seed, that's for sure.
I think that they win the division in all likelihood.
Well, that's only because Baltimore just couldn't get out of their own way.
Well, that's irrelevant.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're right, but okay. I think they win the division, and I think Clark Schmidt coming back healthy has been a big help. Luis Gil would have been in the rotation earlier in terms of the postseason. And I think you guys win anyway. Now, I'm not convinced you beat the Dodgers without Garrett Cole, obviously. But I think there's an argument to be made that you'd be in the same position.
Am I losing my mind? Or did we? I know Cole hasn't pitched great. We didn't lose a Cole start, either of the two starts, right? The first one was the Rodon versus the Royals. And was it the Clark Schmidt start they lost versus Cleveland?
He didn't pitch overall like great.
He didn't pitch great.
But no, they've won every postseason.
But now move everything up a peg.
Right, the second one he was 4 2/3, right? Is that what it was? I can't remember what
it was. Yeah, so it was his last start he made was 4 1/3, 2 runs.
That's what it was.
The 7-inning start against the Royals, 1 run, and his first start was 5 innings, 3 runs.
All right, so Carlos Rodon starts game 1 versus the Royals, not Garrett Cole. Maybe he implodes, they're down 1-0.
Maybe. Look,
then maybe Cole Reagan shuts down. Maybe they never even get out of the first round without Garrett Cole.
It's possible. I'm also saying there's a chance they're still here.
Chance, but there's no guarantee. That would have been a big deal.
Look, Garrett Cole makes them
exponentially.
Not Sean. Tiki?
Exponentially.
Exponentially, but I'm not trusting you with words.
Why?
Because you don't know words.
I talk like you do into a microphone every day.
Yeah, but you're like me in that we forget words and we're not good at it.
Fair.
So I trust Tiki. Tiki knows lots of big words.
That's true.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
All right.
That was a great Cinco de Favo.
Let's go
next. That was a good one. It brought back all the negative. Even though I don't remember the earthquake being a harbinger of bad tidings.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a stretch.
That was more like, is the world coming to an end?
Yeah.
Get an earthquake in New York. We never get earthquakes in New York.
Yeah. All I can think about.
The Yankees are doomed.
You're right. All I can think about from that opening day was the horrible sweatshirt choice I made with the stain, but also how good the ice cream was. Like that ice cream at Yankee Stadium. If you're going to the World Series Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I don't think the temperatures are going to be nearly as nice as they've been the last few
days.
It
doesn't matter.
You have to have ice cream.
I'm a big ices guy.
It'll be warmer than it was that day on opening day.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the 60s, mid-60s or so.
Yeah.
That ice cream was delicious.
Oh, my
God. Of all the food that we had, I could have done without it, just that ice cream.
Oh.
When you wrap your tongue around the sprinkles, just sitting in that bed of soft syrup.
Amazing. Amazing. And I got crap not only for the sweatshirt, but because I ate it out of a Yankee helmet. What do you want me to do?
You left the helmet.
Yeah, I didn't keep the helmet. I handed it to Sean or Sean's sister or somebody related to Sean. I don't even remember who. But someone got that damn helmet. It's not like I took it home and cleaned it. It's not like Dudley's eating, you know, food out of the Yankee helmet. I would never allow such a thing.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.